This is KMBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. On May 20th, Akiak residents awoke to find their smokehouses in the river. Massive erosion along the riverbank ate up those structures earlier that day.
We lost anywhere from 75 to 100 feet of bank. Yeah, that's just in one day. That's just a matter of hours.
That's Akiak City Administrator David Galila, who says Akiak has seen erosion problems before, but nothing like this.
There's no comparison to it. Before, it was just certain spots. Today, it's the whole bank from the upper end of Akiak to the lower end of it.
That's about a mile. Smokehouses were the first to go. Now homes are in danger, too. Galila says one home is only 10 to 15 feet away from the riverbank. Another is within 75 feet.
At least maybe three houses that are imminent in danger. Rest of them will be coming along pretty quick. Yeah, if we don't stop the erosion, we're going to have to move at least two, three, four houses.
The immediate plan, Galila says, is to stabilize the riverbank. They'll secure a tarp over the riverbank using metal poles to hold it together. The city contacted the state's emergency response organization to get funds and technical expertise in managing erosion. And if the erosion continues, Galila says Akiak may be surrounded by water.
We'll still be here, but we'll probably become an island because we've got a slough just behind Akiak that's not too far from being reached by the erosion. And when that happens, Akiak will become an island.
Whatever happens, Galila says the cost of relocating an entire village would be so high that Akiak has no choice but to stay where it is. You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.